Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about knowing where you want to land and how knowing where you want to land can help you be much more successful in achieving your goals. This week I want to talk about when things change. One of the things that I hear a lot when I talk to people is that I don't feel the way I used to. And usually it's in relation to something else, right? Like I don't feel the way I used to about my marriage, or I don't feel the way I used to about this job. Or sometimes I don't feel the way I used to about my relationship with my parents, or whatever the case may be. And that in and of itself to me is really not problematic, right? I think things are changing all the time in life. And so that my feelings about a relationship would change, or that the types of feelings I would have towards somebody would change, to me in and of itself isn't necessarily surprising. The problem is that I think for a lot of people, when things change, they translate change to mean there's a problem. And so if things are changing, that must mean something's wrong. And so then when people feel like something's wrong, the first thing they start doing is looking for the exits. But very rarely is looking for the exits the best choice. It could be, right? If my relationship, my wife has changed to a point that we're no longer going to be able to sort of put things back together, then maybe I need to look for the door. I mean, that might be sort of the outcome that's reasonable at that point. But I think a lot of people jump the gun. They say, I'm feeling different. Something must be wrong and I need to bounce. The problem for me is I'm not sure that every change requires an action. I'm not sure that just because something's different means I need to do something different. And here's what I mean. Just because I don't feel the same way towards my wife that I did 22 years ago when we met, it doesn't mean the relationship's dead and over. It just means the dynamics are different than they were 20 years ago. The question for me is what's different now? It could be that my feelings have changed. I no longer love her. I no longer like her. And I want to get the hell out of Dodge. That could be the source of the change. It could also be that after 22 years, we just relate to each other differently than we did before. It could be that after 22 years, our relationship has changed into something I've never experienced before. And so to me, it's foreign. So I think something must be wrong when in fact, it might be a normal development for a relationship. And so the question for me isn't necessarily, are things changing? Because like I said a minute ago, I think things are always changing. The question for me is why things are changing. Why do I feel different? I think there are a couple different reasons why people experience change in relationships and their life. I think the first reason that people experience a change in the way they feel is because their needs change. When I was younger, the things I needed from a relationship are different than the things I need now. And so as I get older and as I become more independent and as I need my wife less than I did when I was younger, my feelings towards her are going to change. Again, we don't need to put a label on it. Is it good or bad change? They're just going to be different. They're just going to change. Another reason why people's feelings towards situations change is their interests change. When I was younger, I used to skateboard. I was into it, used to go to skate parks, do all that sort of stuff. At 49 years old with creaky knees and, you know, fragile bones, I'm not near as interested in skateboarding as I used to be. I'm still interested in, I don't mind flipping on the X Games or something like that on TV, but as far as grabbing a board and like hitting the hills, that's probably not for me anymore. And so my feelings towards skateboarding are different than they used to be. Not because I suddenly don't like it anymore, but my interests have broadened. I'm not as interested in that as I was before, either because of physical limitations or just changes in my own life. Another reason why people experience change or feel things changing around them is that their goals change. That sometimes the things that I thought I want aren't actually the things I want. And so when I achieve the goals that I initially thought were going to make me happy and content, and they don't, I'm going to feel a way about that. Or when I achieve my goals and then I set other goals, my feelings towards my goals might change. And so one of the reasons why people experience changes in their emotions is because their goals change and they're not working towards the same things, or they don't want to continue working towards the same things they've been working towards. And the last reason why I think people experience change is because there is something that's affecting the way I feel. And to me, this could mean something that's wrong is affecting the way I feel, or it could just mean that life and going through life is going to change the way I feel. I think that if I do anything for 20 years, over time, my feelings towards that are going to change. I don't know why that would be any different towards a marriage. I don't know why we would expect that I would feel the exact same way 20 years later that I did 20 years ago, right? And so part of the reason why people experience change is part of their normal development, that as things move on, as things continue, and as time goes on, our feelings towards them are going to change. The question for me becomes this. If we have changing needs, if we have changing interests, we have changing goals, what do we do when we actually begin experiencing things changing, right? What do we do when our feelings towards a situation aren't the same as they were before? And for me, it's sort of a four-step process. First is really simple, just to figure out what's different. I used to feel happy when I would see this person at a party. Now I don't feel so happy when I see this person at a party. And so what's different is the way I feel towards this person. The next step is to figure out why is it different, right? And that could mean any number of things. The question that's important to me is, why is it different for you? What is different? And so it could be I'm not as excited about seeing this person because they did something that pissed me off and I can't get past it. It could be I'm not excited to see this person because I just saw them like 2 weeks ago and I don't need to see them that much. Whatever the case may be. And so figure out what is different, figuring out why it is different. And then the next step, and to me this is important, is to evaluate whether a response is required. Do I need to do anything? If I feel different about somebody because I just saw them 2 weeks ago, I don't really need to do anything to fix that. Maybe see them less often. That's it. But it doesn't require any change. I don't need to do anything. I don't need to change the type of friendship I have with this person. And so the question is a response required? And then if so, then the last one's easy. Then what should I do? If something's different, if I know why it's different, if I know I need to do something, then I just figure out what I need to do. For me, at the end of the day, things are always changing. Things are always changing around us. The way I feel is going to change. The way I feel might change from today to tomorrow. The trap people fall into is they think that any change means that something's wrong. And if something's wrong, that means I need to be doing something different. And that's not always the case. Sometimes we feel different just because things are different. Sometimes we feel different just because it's a different day. It doesn't mean we need to do anything because tomorrow's also a different day and we might feel even different again tomorrow. So the goal for me is to figure out not necessarily are things changing, but why are they changing and does this require me to do anything in response? So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.